The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly Road Crew Tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
All right. It is time. You guys know what time of week it is. It is Monday, already August the 20th. And can you believe it? We are on tip number 45. And for those of you that are maybe tuning in, maybe the first time you're listening to this and you just don't know what in the world that you just stepped into, this is the part of the program. And this is actually the part of the week, every week, where we check in because we're bringing you your weekly road tip. Okay. And this is going to be for those of you for whether you're in the studio, whether you're on stage, or whether you're out on the road. And it's not from who you think it is, okay? It's not from the performers, it's not from the band, it's not from the people that are frontline, you know, limelight and all that. It's from the guys and girls that make the shows happen for you, okay? It's the roadies, it's the guitar techs, it's the production managers, it's the lighting crew, it's the tour managers, it's the recording engineers, it's anybody and everybody that helps make these magical moments happen, all right? And this is something that we've been doing for over a year now, believe it or not. And it's hard to believe that so much time has gone by. And it actually got started by me doing an interview with a gentleman by the name of Ken Barr, who is the author of We Are the Road Crew. He's also an independent filmmaker. He's also, you know, roadie extraordinaire. And he's worked with some amazing, amazing groups and people, like with the likes of Alice Cooper, Kiss, STP, along with a slew of others. And of course, you know, very, very cool backstory. When we got to talk and we went, sat down and we really got to know each other, this idea just started blossoming and we just kind of ran with it. So I love it, because the reason why I always go on and on about him, you know, on particular tips is because you guys know this, right? Because it's always his turn and it's always Ken, but I've always got Ken on the phone. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and bring Ken Barr in. How are you doing, honey?
Hey, what's going on, sweetheart?
No, man, you know, rock and roll, living the dream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about.
That's what it's all about. It's funny because when I was getting you on the phone for this road tip, I was telling you off, you know, offline here. Fantastic, very cool picture of you floating around, my sir.
Monkeys with guns, you gotta love it.
I'm so in love with this picture. And you know, and for those of you guys have to understand something. You know, Kenny would always talk to me about this warm up band, right? That would get who ready?
Oh, it was the STP Road Crew. We would would, you know, sound check for them because they didn't really feel like it. and then one day we were in the outdoor amphitheater, 17,000 people, and the band just came up and said, "Oh, you guys are going on tonight." They played the intro tape, the lights went down, the curtains opened, and out we came.
You're kidding!
It was cool. I think you can find the video of it. Like, look for STP Road Crew or something.
Okay.
And I think somebody found it and put it up there.
That is fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. Because I think one of the things, and I'm going to go ahead and call it out because people tagged each other in these photos. I don't care. Todd Confessor, okay, was the one that you actually wound up, you know, tagging. And it was as you guys enjoying a cigar and having some fun. And then all of a sudden, you know, Stephen Messina throws this picture up and it's you guys on stage with all this gear. And it's like, oh my God, there it is. Monkeys with guns.
The name comes from putter, believe it or not, because we did, you know, sound check, and we weren't very good, so they started, the rest of the crew called us the hated, because they hated, we were so bad they hated us. and then we got better, and I was at a bar with putter, pretty hammered, believe it or not.
Of course.
Hard to believe, I know.
I know, so hard.
And he's going, you know, you guys aren't so bad, but you're about as dangerous as a bunch of monkeys with guns.
That's perfect. That is perfect.
And I just said, that's the new name right there. And the next morning, I guys, we're monkeys with guns.
That's perfect. Yeah, putter, yeah. Tom Hanlon. Putter T. Hanlon from Oklahoma City, if you ask him. Absolutely. Yep. Good deal. Good deal. Well, honey, you know, we've been doing this, you know, for over a year. Okay. You know, we've got a couple of cool things that are lining up, you know, and a couple of interviews that are going to be lining up. So everybody needs to pay attention to the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series brought to you by Ken Barr Films and Radio Memphis. You know, we've got some things that I'm going to be kind of working on and working with Ken on to put together to kind of go into the fall. But this is the part of the week where we get a tip. And so we're on tip 45.
Yeah, they're rolling by, aren't they?
I know. It's like we were just on 12, weren't we?
Well, I remember 13 because that was the most metal number. God, holy jeez.
And you...
If I knew math, I could tell you how many weeks ago that was, but I'm not so much with the math.
Well, between you and Batty, right? Speaking of, Batty keeps sending me these pictures in Messenger, you know, from the... Okay, I'm sorry. You know, of course, you know, everybody knows you, you know, from the UK, but he's in Spain right now. And he keeps sending me these pictures of, like, these drinks, these places, mm-hmm. the scenery. Are you getting them, too?
I'm getting the food. He had a plate of prawns for breakfast the other day.
I saw that one. Yes, I got that one, too. And I was like, well, my, we are on vacation.
It must be nice.
It must be nice. Yeah, we're going to make him check in next week, I think. So, because, you know, he's on vacation. Therefore, he must come back and work.
Yeah, hopefully vacation jarred a few stories loose.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. Well, speaking of stories, so what do you have for me? What do you got for tip 45 for all of our road crew?
You know, my tip for the week is... Sometime when you start the tour, rehearsals or the first gig, get everybody together. Do a road crew of that tour picture. Make sure you get it, because a lot of those people, you may work with them tomorrow, you may not see them again. So what I would say is at the beginning of the tour, early on, you know, everybody on stage, take 5 minutes after sound check. Get a picture.
No.
And then later on, like maybe show or two before the end of the tour, do it again, because you're going to have different people out there. But, you know, again, you may never see some of them again, because you just, your paths won't cross. It's the nature of the business. You may, obviously, but that's what I would say.
Wow. And,
get a picture. It only takes 5 minutes, and you're going to, you know, if you don't, you're going to be wishing you had.
Aw, so those pictures made you think of stuff, did they?
You know, in the past year, people have passed away. And, this ain't forever. And, you know, just take the... And I was always one of those guys, I don't have time. That's a bunch of crap. I don't need that. We'll do it later. You know, and there's people. I'm kicking myself I didn't get a picture, so...
Aw, well, see, that's
take
good
the
advice.
5 minutes, for God's sake. Just get a photo, you know? And you'd be glad you did, I promise you.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Great tip. And besides, you never know who it is that you're going to be doing, like, being on a road crew with, and what those people or what you're doing. You know, nobody ever knows what the other one's going to wind up doing later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you
exactly,
can go, hey, I know. Well, look, let me show you the picture. Let me prove it to you. You know, it's one of those.
I've got this picture of monkeys with guns, too.
And it's there. I know.
It goes right into that.
It's funny. Look, because, I mean, when you told me about it, obviously, I mean, I saw the video and stuff, which I thought was absolutely precious. Thought it was cool as hell. You know, but when I saw that picture come out, man, you know, today, I was like, well, damn. There they are. That's so cool.
Yeah.
And you guys look like we're having so much fun. So good, great. I mean, fantastic tips. So in the very beginning, but, you know, before everything gets really going and gets started, you know, grab everybody after everything gets set up and get a picture, because you never know if you're going to see each other again. So that's going to be a perfect tip. I know some cool things have come down the pike for you. I wanted to congratulate you, because I saw that the All Things Oz Museum was going to have you back, you know, for your Christmas books and for your dates and signings and things like that. So, and that was actually a very, very cool announcement for you.
Yeah, we're looking at December 1st. I haven't committed to that date yet, just to make sure, but more than likely December 1st And also, I don't know if you saw, Spooky Empire invited me to be an author guest on their, it's like a 3-day convention, if that's the right word.
Yes.
But they're going to have they're going to have the cast of X-Files there.
Oh my goodness, see how cool is that? Look at you!
Well, Peter Criss is going to be there.
Oh my God.
I drum-teched for Peter when we did the Kiss Unplugged special 1995. No, he'll remember me.
Oh, he'll remember.
I'm going to get a picture with him and a picture of him holding one of my books. So
see, perfect. See, now how cool.
Empire for me is a huge deal. And yeah, it just came out of nowhere. And I'm like, yes, I'd love to do it.
Are you kidding? That is so fantastic. I am so glad. And yeah, actually, yes, I was going to go down your list because you've had some cool stuff happen just since the beginning of August. You know what I mean? You've had the people call you back for the Christmas book signings, Spooky Empire, and that was the next one. And of course, you had a fantastic article, you know, that came out on you from the Sanford Herald, you know, that was talking about, you know, your release, you know, for your latest book, for 33 Wednesdays, and you know, and this is like, oh my God, look at our boy, man, he's getting all over the place. Yeah,
I tell you, you know, you keep at it, and eventually, you know, things start to shake loose. You know, it's rewarding when these things come down. You know, and I look forward to it. The All Things Oz, I'm hoping that becomes a yearly thing, and I'm hoping, you know, maybe you know, friends start coming into town for that. You know, because it's a beautiful little town.
Oh, amen.
It's just, it's a cool thing. It's for charity. I'm not doing what I did last year where I drove and 3,000 miles in 10 days.
No.
Just flying up, doing the thing, actually staying with friends and flying home.
Okay.
It's, that 3,000 mile deal in 10 days just beat the heck out of me.
That killed you. You're not you're not on tour.
No. So yeah, that's what's coming up, and it's exciting. You know, I'm always, you know, waiting to see what's going to break loose next. You know,
very good. I am so proud for you. I'm so proud of you. You know what? And that's funny because you talk about the book signings and stuff, and that may be one of the things that I do. I was talking to a friend of mine today, and I was telling him that I had this, I've got this wanderlust thing going on in my head. Like I got to get up and I got to go. I got to go somewhere. I got to, you know what I mean? And of course, I mean, I got to make some arrangements, you know, and stuff, and that's fine. But I was just like, he was laughing because he was like, well, where do you want to go? And I was like, man, if I just left the state, I think I'd be happy. Okay. Right now. But, you know, I do have a longing. I do have a pull about wanting to go back up, you know, to the New England states and stuff, you know, because I was born there, you know, and I originally spent my childhood there. And, you know, you keep talking about these magical places. I'm like, man. And see, I know people up there. I was like, maybe that's where I just need to, I need to just make a trip.
Yeah, do it.
You know?
Especially if you know people, that just makes it a little easier.
Well, yeah. But see, then I could just... But you're in Florida, too, man. You got the beach and all.
Yeah, true.
I could drink out of coconuts just as the same, you know, and do sand just as easy as I can go up north. I mean, I'm adaptable. I can do this.
Well, come on down. Water's fine.
Yeah, I love it. Well, we'll definitely figure out something. I know that. Thank you for being available, because I know you got to get some rest and stuff and get ready for your next day. You know, on the job and taking care of everybody and doing what you do best. So I wanted to get you make sure you get some rest. Congratulations on all the cool things that are coming down the pike for you, babe.
Well, thank you, darling. I appreciate it.
Good deal. We'll talk soon, honey. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, Kenny. Thanks, babe.
Take care.
All right, bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ken Barr right here on the Radio Memphis Road Crew radio series. And you heard it for tip number 45 for all of you guys that work the road crew. It's so funny because, I, you know, and I understand, you know, you're talking about people as far as I hate to say the word back in the day, you know, maybe it was, you know, it was an issue and it was an effort, you know, to get everybody, you know, together to try to take pictures. Now in this day and age, that shouldn't be, there really shouldn't be, you know, a reason, because everybody's always got, you know, a phone that's attached to their hands. I mean, you got, goodness forbid, everybody leave 10 feet from where they stand without it. So if you think about it and you guys are working these events and you're working, you know, these things, you know, make sure that before everything gets going and everything's set, yeah, and get everybody all together in one place and take a shot right there, and that way you can have it for when you want your memories, your scrapbooks and everything else. And again, just like Kenny said, you know, you never know, you may not see them again, you may not be able to work on shows again, and you know, goodness forbid, if something happened later on in life and then you don't get to see them at all, you know, at least you'll have that memory. All right, so good tip for you right here for the Memphis on Memphis Metal Mondays, for the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series tip.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.